Who's here? Well, you got to get a little closer to that microphone so okay. I can hear you. Amy Hernandez Mack. Now, we've talked to you before. We're never in the studio.
Well, yeah.
We got some class now in the studio. And by the way, David Mack's here, too.
Good morning, Don.
Now, obviously, you two are married, but you have been, how long have you been in music all your life? Because that's what we're here for, to talk about your music today.
Oh, my gosh. I always say to people that I remember singing before I remember talking.
Really?
And that's how far back it goes.
Because you have a beautiful singing voice.
Thank you.
I don't know. Are you born with that? Do you have to cultivate that?
I think in my situation, certainly, you know, with my earliest memories, born with it. And then, you know, you're just attracted to the things that will cultivate it, such as school choir and solos and talent shows and, yeah. Well, college.
Well, you're going to perform Thursday.
Yes.
And that's is it the First Presbyterian Church?
It is the First Presbyterian Church.
Right across from the courthouse. It's on the west side of the courthouse.
Yes, 716 College Avenue.
Yeah.
It's been there 185 years.
Wow, really?
Yes, I did my homework. And this is the 32nd Music and More Summer Concert Series. Thursday at noon.
Well,
Thursdays.
Let's start off with
this is your fourth time there?
You know, I keep losing count.
Well, your manager here is in charge of remembering that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to remember anything other than the songs.
Does he get 10% off the top?
I get 50%, like the colonel.
The colonel is a crook.
That's probably why sometimes he gets 100%.
All right, this song is called I Want You Back.
Okay.
And a little background on it or nothing? Just
David can give the background. He submitted the song. Go ahead, babe.
Well, she did this for Gene's Jazz Series this year. She works with Doug Klum, and
he's a
great arranger, great musician, plays multiple instruments, and he found this arrangement. And Amy, what was it, your fourth or third appearance at Gene's Jazz this year?
I think it was the fourth one, because I started in 2018.
Right before COVID.
Yeah.
So try to do something a little different. Keep it in the jazz blues genre. So here's a unique take on Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Oh, darling, I was
All right, you said that was from Gene's Jazz at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes.
That's where it was, Gene's
yes,
Jazz?
Yes, just this year.
And you said that was arranged by Doug Klum? He arranged that?
Yes, it was. There was another group that had done this arrangement. And so, and I'm trying to think of the name, and I should have looked it up during the song. But then he took that and then, you know, made it his own, too. So, yeah.
Now, you sang the national anthem the other night at the Fourth Fest celebration tonight during the fireworks. Do you ever start a song and say, oh, I forgot the lyrics?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think every singer has had that moment. But I'll tell you, with the national anthem, no, knock on wood.
I've always seen these videos of these poor young girls.
Oh, yeah.
They're scared to death, and all of a sudden, they forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an episode or a scene where they showed the girl forgetting it, and the coach from the basketball team gave her a hug and started singing it with
her
to get her back on track. I mean, once you start that, you're just lost.
Oh, sure. It's, you know, it's a challenging song for me to sing every single time because, you know, the words are over 200 years old. You know, they're very poetic. And even just the structure of the song, the sentences don't seem to kind of, they seem very random to me. So I have my own kind of mnemonic type of way of remembering the lyrics, as well as just kind of trying to envision the story. I know the story behind the song, and so
now who picks out the music when you perform, like at Gene's Jazz?
You know, I love to sing, and I can sing just about everything, and I have sung just about everything. And so I really defer to my husband, and I kind of defer to Doug Klum, too, because they've been around a bit, and as people that sit in the audience and have enjoyed music and listening to music, they kind of know what the crowd-pleasing songs are. Otherwise, I'd be singing the blues the entire time. And
getting everybody depressed.
Get everybody depressed, yeah, because I love the blues, and I love jazz. And
now, who's the Rum Boogie Band? Where'd you get those people?
Oh, geez. Go ahead, David. I mean,
well, when we first looked at doing a and actually we go back to Joe Mooney with Gene's Jazz, and he approached me and said I would really love to have Amy perform at Gene's Jazz. And up until then, she'd sit in with a band for a song here or there occasionally. And so we approached Doug Klum, and at first Doug thought I was joking. I don't know why. And he put together the band. And the first year, the first performance, it was like a 9-piece band. It had a full horn section, 2 guitarists, bass player, drummer. Doug was on keyboard and piano and trombone, which is his primary instrument. And so it was really neat. And then since then, we've played with variations. The group can expand or contract as needed. And so for this upcoming performance on Thursday, she's going to be performing with Dave Titus, Paul Fredrickson, Don Damaschke, and Doug Klum.
Four of the bigger group. I have to correct you. I was tapping you on the arm to look at the list of names. Paul Fredrickson is not performing this Thursday.
Oh, he was there last night.
No, he was not.
You know what I think? I think we need a new manager.
Oh, Steve Feiler on drums.
Exactly.
You know what I think? I think we need a new manager.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, and after 35 years of marriage, I'm gently tapping him on the arm, and he's still ignoring me.
You guys celebrating your anniversary, aren't you?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
In August.
Okay. What's the date?
The 4th.
No, that's your birthday.
We need a new husband and a new manager.
So anyway, Doug puts together the band.
Yeah.
Right.
And A very talented individual.
So it'll be Doug Klum on piano and keys, Don Damaschke on guitar this Thursday, Steve Feiler on drums, and Dave Titus on bass. And just happy to have all of those guys willing to do something like this. It's great.
And it's at the First Presbyterian Church. This is just west of the courthouse. It's right opposite the courthouse on the west side.
Yep.
Because my wife goes to all the concerts there.
I know. Yeah, it's so lovely to see her face in the audience. It's lovely to see so many familiar faces in the audience.
Nice to see Don Rosen's face in the audience.
Don's too tired. We're talking to Amy Hernandez Mack. I get that right here. And David Mack is here as well. And you're always performing somewhere. That's kind of neat.
Aw, thank you.
When people are just looking to perform somewhere, you always have it. And, you know, you don't have to perform at a stadium. A nice small venue, especially in a town like Racine, it's just perfect. And you said the performances, and they do this all summer, every Thursday at the First Presbyterian.
Yes, this is the 32nd Music and More Summer Concert Series. It benefits the Racine Literacy Council and Healthcare Network. They give out scholarships to young musicians. It's a 10-week series that is every Thursday from noon to 1, and they're very punctual, so you don't have to be afraid that you're going to go to a concert and be stuck there for, 6 hours. you go, and it's done by 1, and what's amazing about it is that I'm just kind of in total admiration of how they can squeeze in 3 artists within an hour, 3 different artists. And so I am the last to perform on the series on Thursday. The 2 other groups are Ben Menzuber, and I apologize if I'm getting that name wrong. I was Googling him last night.
I always get the competition wrong. You don't care about
that. Oh, no. Don't want to do that. And I couldn't find him, so he must not be on Facebook. So I wasn't familiar with that musician, so I'm looking forward to that. As well as Flutissimo Flute Choir will be there, and that's going to feature former school board member Julie McKenna. So, and they're going to be doing music by local musician Don Young. So it's just really a nice and just amazing little concert every Thursday, noon to 1 o'clock. That's been going on for 32 years.
Now, I was about to say, you're also a music teacher.
Yes.
And so what grades did you teach?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade choir.
Oh, that's a bad age.
Not a bad age.
That's a bad age. Challenging.
Challenging. They call it middle school. Oof. And a couple years ago, I started to call it muddle school, because it's to me, it's the time that you muddle through and you do things. I even remember myself as a middle school student. I was not a straight A student because I was involved in a lot of activities, but I was an AB student. And I even remember I got in my first fight in middle school. And I remember going into in-school suspension, and I was like the total choir nerd, and my choir teacher was just like, he actually laughed when he said, "Were you in ISS?" So it's a very difficult age to navigate, but what remains the same, I find, is that if you set boundaries and you stay with those boundaries and you, kind of uphold those boundaries for yourself, that eventually kids are empowered then to uphold the boundaries for themselves, and a mutual respect has always kind of come about eventually. So,
I was a soprano in grammar school. I know it's hard to believe now listening to me.
No, I believe it. I love the boy soprano voices, Vienna Boys Choir.
No, I wasn't that kind of, I don't think I was that. I don't know why she put, you'll be in the soprano section. Oh. Really?
That's because you're from New York. The soprano. Oh, no, that's New Jersey.
That's New Jersey soprano. I said, they're all girls in there. I'm like, the only one. What are you sticking me with a bunch of girls? Today, I wouldn't mind. But back when you were a little kid, you're 10 years old, 9 years old, stick me with the girls.
Yes.
They got cooties.
Yes.
All right, they do have cooties?
No, yes. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, we might have cooties. I don't know.
So give me some upcoming concerts you're going to do.
So I actually have 3 this year, this summer, sorry, not this year. The rest of the year remains to be seen. But after this venue in August, I will be singing down at the Kenosha Public Museum.
Right.
Is doing a Native American exhibit.
Yeah, you're Native American.
I am.
And Italian.
Goodness gracious. This is funny because this just came up on Facebook where I was quote unquote debating somebody. I'll just say it that way. And I told them that I was Ashkenazi Jew, and they're like, "You are not." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, but colonialism just really did a number on on my family because
that probably came from the year her mom's Lithuanian and Italian. Her dad's family is
primarily
from Mexico.
Yes, and that's primarily. But then you get all the things like Portuguese, and you get, you know, 2% Egyptian, and I found out I was, you know, 3% Iranian, and all those. I love
that's 20. That's a Southern Italian.
I love 23andMe. I mean, it's just amazing.
I'm afraid to find out.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. I love knowing that.
Don, your family was from the Antarctic region, and you're related to a lot of penguins that were down there, and that's about it.
Well, going back to the thing that you just mentioned about being indigenous, one of the teachings that I have really come to, I think it kind of challenges the modern day mindset, is that we honor all our ancestors, that we are here today because of the stories of all our ancestors. And so, yes, I am, if you want to kind of keep it really simple, my dad's Mexican, Latino, indigenous. My mom is mostly Italian, mostly Lithuanian. I was born in Kenosha, if that tells you.
Oh, you're Kenosha.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody's Italian and Chinese, Italian.
Everybody in Kenosha is Italian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Italian and Chinese, Italian and Mexican, Italian. So I'm very proud of that Italian heritage. I'd love to do, we've talked about actually singing at Italian Fest or something like that, because I love singing Italian opera. But anyways, going back to what you said about the engagement.
She wants to sing Italian opera. I want her to sing Louis Prima song. So
oh, he wants me to do American Italian, like, what is it?
Mamba Italiana.
Lazy Mary, you better. Yeah.
So anyway, make a long story short, she's also part of a Native American women's drum group.
So we'll be.
Which is. You've been doing that for about 10, 15 years,
right?
Too,
so
right?
We'll be performing at the Red Magic Art Festival in Milwaukee on Sunday, August 10th at 10 a.m. That's kind of a good thing to remember, August 10th at 10 a.m. And then the Sunday after that, Kenosha Public Museum at noon. I guess that's at, Jackson Park is where the Red Magic Art Festival is on August 10th, and then Kenosha Public Museum, everybody can find that on the 17th, and that is with the Indigenous Women's Hand Drum Group. So
I'm going to play one of my favorite songs.
Go
that
for
you
it.
Did, okay? So Amy Hernandez-Mack, again, you're going to perform at the First Presbyterian Church, right?
This Thursday at noon.
It's right opposite the courthouse on the west side of the courthouse. Again, miss it. There's parking there, but come early if you want parking in their lot.
Yes.
It gets hard to get. Thank you guys for coming in, by the
way,
David and
Amy.
Thank
you for asking.
All right, I like this song.
The star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. Little bluebirds fly beyond the